This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says Israel has agreed to allow humanitarian assistance to begin flowing into Gaza from Egypt under conditions that shipments be subject to inspections and that the aid should go to civilians and not Hamas militants.
And if Hamas diverts or steals the assistance, they will have demonstrated once again that they have no concern for the welfare of the Palestinian people.
Biden spoke from Tel Aviv, Israel, where he arrived Wednesday to show support for the U.S. ally after the October 7th attack by Hamas. Nearly 1,400 people were killed in the attack. Israel had cut off the flow of food, fuel, and water to the Gaza Strip after the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday praised relatives of victims and thanked Israeli first responders during his brief visit to Israel. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Every one of you talked about what you have to do. Every one of talked to you about having to reach out. Talked about whether or not they're a Jew or a Muslim. Reach out.
The president traveled to Israel with an urgent mission to keep the Israel-Hamas war from spiraling into a broader regional conflict, but his diplomatic mission became more difficult as outrage swept through the Middle East over an explosion that killed hundreds in a Gaza Strip hospital. Biden was originally scheduled to visit Jordan as well, but his meetings with Arab leaders were called off as he was leaving Washington. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Palestinian rocket attacks on Israel resumed shortly before Biden's arrival after a 12-hour lull. Israeli strikes on Gaza continued Wednesday, including on cities in South Gaza that Israel had described as safe zones. This is VOA's